we've had people now since about 3 months before the Iraq invasion, we have had people marching every week through American cities with signs saying "Kill Bush," explicit threats to kill Bush, pictures of Bush with a bullet, a red blood bullet hole through the center of his forehead. Zombie Time, the website Zombie Time, has just collated dozens and dozens of these pictures from marches of ordinary Americans demanding the execution of their president that were going on, as I said, from early 2003 right up to the end of Bush's term. None of these guys were ever prosecuted. None of these magazines, people made films. There was an award-winning film made about the assassination of the president. Nicholson Baker wrote a novella about the death of Bush, about killing Bush. And nowhere, Newsweek, I don't recall, not that I ever listened to the Newsweek podcast, and if they had it in those days, but I don't recall anyone in Newsweek expressing concern about films, novellas, and marches explicitly fantasizing over the death of President Bush week in, week out for 5 years.